Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Many of the Jews had come to Martha and Mary to comfort them about their brother Lazarus, who had died. When Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went to meet him. But Mary sat at home. Martha said to Jesus, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. Even now, I know that whatever you ask of God, God will give you." Jesus said to her, "Your brother will rise." Martha said to him, "I know he will rise in the resurrection on the last day." Jesus told her, "I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, even if he dies, will live. Anyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this?" She said to him, "Yes, Lord, I have come to believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, the one who is coming into the world." The Gospel of the Lord. Dear friends, what a beautiful reminder that we just heard this morning, that death is nothing that we should ever fear. That as disciples of Jesus, we know that our true home is not here on earth, but where is our true home, my friends? Heaven. And that is where we're called to be one day. But because we are human, death is hard. It is very hard to see people that we love get sick, age, and of course the hardest thing that we ever will have to do in our lives is to bury people that we love. But as disciples of Jesus, we know that it is not the end. That it is only by dying here on earth that we get to go to heaven. You can't take an Uber. Can't take a lift, can't walk, can't drive there. So death for a disciple of Jesus is the opening of a new life in heaven. And that is why Jesus brought comfort in the gospel today, reassurance that it is going to be okay and that we will be with him forever in heaven. So, my dear friends, who is it that you look forward to seeing one day in heaven? And let's pray for them right now. And let's always remember that our dead are always with us because they are living in heaven. So let's pray for our beloved dead right now.